Sorry, it's Gex.
Well, I just told Bernice a minute ago that it was your night. Well, I hope you had a good day. We just got her down the stairs, and I'm just sitting down, and oh, have a nice day. The daughter and son-in-law and two grandsons come out and visited for a while today before they went over to the lake, and that was really enjoyable. And Bernice made some oatmeal cookies, and she was going to make me a custard pie, but she wore out. I tried to tell her she's doing too much, but she's a hard head and don't listen.
And I'm sure if you're calling her a hardhead, my, what yours must be, Tom.
Shut up. I tell you, you can speak. That's one, Patrick.
Y'all had a good day. Sounds like it. And I did have a good day. Went to church this morning. And then I spent pretty much the rest of the afternoon with my son. He was door dashing, so I just rode around with him and talking and laughing and carrying on and just spending some time with him.
Well, I think Bernice fouled up the motion light over by the canned goods on the other side, because ever since she come down, that light's going on and off and on and off. And all that'll do is sit there and eat the batteries up, and it's all her fault.
You better be glad she's using a walker and not a cane.
I got that too,
Patrick. But she can't catch me.
But you'll lay down and go to sleep sooner or later.
News, Patrick. That's two now. shoot. Well, we got 10 eggs today. One of them on this side's been laying a little bitty one about every other day or two. And we just pitch it. I'm going to stick one of those in your egg carton next time.
What happened this time? There was one in there, it looked like it wouldn't even have the size of the rest of them.
Well, see, I can blame Bernice. She said I might have accidentally did that. I'm trying to eat this chocolate chip ice cream here at the same time as I'm laughing at you and her. It's getting to be a real problem with my pea brain. And I think you got an egg about the size of a pea. They're all white, aren't they, Mom? They're all... Which one, yolk or what? They're all white, so just pitch it out.
I don't know if the wife's cooked it yet or not. I hadn't even looked. I'll have to ask her when she gets home.
What's for midgets?
I'll leave that one alone right there.
shoot. Well, we're just sitting here watching an old Western on grit tonight. Been watching some of the Samsung Plus things on TV today. I think that light finally settled down, didn't it, Bernice? It either settled down or the pin light batteries ran out. I got them all over the basement here where if you walk down here without any light, well, they light up as you walk around. And I went out and turned the water on to the backyard. I put some stuff on there. Oh, they said there's been army worms around. Our backyard looks like a Dickens anyways. But Amy said if you get army worms, she said that they can run a whole lawn in about 2 days. So I put that Spectracide stuff down. It's got bifenthrin in it. I got to thinking if I don't wet that, it probably won't do anything. So I set up the sprinkler earlier, one of those tripod things, watered the front yard, and I got the one in the backyard running, but she's always told me, don't put your grass away wet at night. And I said, why not? You know, I guess she meant I couldn't smoke it or something, Patrick. I don't know. But as a lawn care person, she knows her business, and she said, never put your grass away wet at night. But I disobeyed the rules tonight because it gets hot so fast out there in the daytime that it all evaporates before it gets soaked in, you know.
Morning's the best time you water your grass. That's why the dew comes out in the morning. But I'd always heard the same thing because it sets up a like a mold or a moss and encourages it to grow in the grass.
Said it can cause fungus, but I've never done it before, and already looks like the dickens from this drought we had. And it's not Milo, that's the dog next door's name, Milo. It's fescue. The front yard's getting pretty dry too, and it's not supposed to rain anymore till the weekend. But I'll just do it this once, and just enough to wet that insecticide to make it go down. And I just turned on the HF radio, and I talked to my grandson and bribed him into trying for the technician license. I hope he takes the bait. That's going to cost me, but if he'll do that, then I said, well, if you pass the general, I'll give you a little more incentive. And if you pass the extra class, I'll give you a little more. And he's smart enough that I don't care if he ever uses the radio or not, but I think he'll get interested. It looks good on a resume, W4EEY said. And he's got college to look forward to. And they always got college clubs, you know. So, I think he's real quiet and backward, but he's really, really extremely smart. And so I think he'll buzz right through those. I hope so, anyways. Maybe we'll get another operator, but I don't know. He's as bad as Bernice about getting him to talk.
He was smart, so he must have got that from Bernice. We all know where you're at.
Well, far too much this evening. Oh, me with a mouthful of chocolate chips. But there's one downfall he has. I guess you'd call it that. He likes money.
Major don't like money. I mean, and hey, if that's what it takes to get him into it, once he gets in there, I think like you, he'll enjoy it because there's so many rabbit holes you could go down with this hobby. At his age, I don't think he'd ever go down all of them by the time he gets to your age or mine.
I was younger, and I didn't start doing it until I was, 1993. And, guys, there was Amtor, Pactor, G-Tor, Packet. You name it, FM repeaters, they're still there, I guess. And, of course, 2 meters, 70 centimeters. And there's even more now with those FT things and that I don't do. But I showed him that, certificate I printed out from the Dead Sea, and these guys that set up a station there 440 meters below sea level, and he read it, but like I said, he didn't talk too much, so we'll see, and I hope he does. I'd be proud of him if he did. That way he can get Grandpa's call sign if he finally passed them all, and he's gotta get the extra class before he can have that call sign, Gary said. But Gary said they really look favorably on that in colleges and universities.
For HKX, I'm sure they did commitment to follow through on something because it's something you have to earn, and it's a fairly technical hobby to be in. I mean, like I said earlier, there's so many rabbit holes and directions. This hobby, and it ties to that hobby, and ties to this. I mean, if you want anything to do with electronics or robotics, or drones or pilot or anything like that. I mean, this is all part of it.
You know, it's funny. My daughter, our daughter's a, the one down here is a polymer engineer by trade. And Patrick, I'll send you a picture of something. We found some old college stuff she'd done many years ago, because she's 50 now. And the math in it's incredible. She says, I don't like electricity, Dad. And he won't like it either. And I said, so I told him when they come over today, I said, you two be quiet, because both of them are engineers. And I said, you let me be the talking. I'll do the talking. And he listened, and they didn't interrupt. And by golly, he picked that book up and took it home. I said, with the size of the print in there, I said, you can read that in about a week or two. And I said, I'll take you down there for the testing session, and everybody down there probably know me. And I said, that won't help you any, but I said, I'd be awful proud of you. So we'll hope. And it is good. He's going to get that in physics anyways. And he likes chemistry. He likes biology and all that geeky stuff. He's into, you know, virtual reality. He's always on that. So, yeah, I'd be able to do this with ease. It's just a matter of giving him the bait. And it's like catching a fish. So we hope it works. Anyways, it's getting there in that time. I better let you go, Patrick. Just looked up there and seen that. Great talking to you, and catch you on that here in a minute. The 04HKX and 0TR73.
Miss Bernice, have a good evening. And yeah, I'm sitting here getting ready for the net now. So getting everything in order. So I'll be out of here for a few minutes. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be standing by for the net. 673. QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we're going to start the night off with our pre-net check-ins. Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we got Mr. Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we've got Mr. James, KD4HEY, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and let me look and see where he's at tonight. St. Anthony. He's got the DX award tonight anyway. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Let me let this drop for a second. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Next, we've got Mr. Walt, K4OIM, out of Inman. Then we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. Jim, N4JRB, out of Greer. Then we've got Mr. Rusty, WU2T, out of Moore. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we will start our RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. Oh, hang on a minute. Let me wait right here. EchoLink station just popped up, so let me get over there and get them right quick. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. He doesn't want to transmit tonight. He just wants to listen. But if not, he can give me a text message over EchoLink, and we'll check that here back with him here in just a minute. All right, with that, we'll move along to the RF section. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Control. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform, November, Bill over Mills River. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. Have a good one, Patrick.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, all on the net. And Patrick, I thought I heard somebody come in there and said they had an announcement.
Let me pause right here. Thank you, Gary. I will make this, check this group here in, and then we'll come back and see if anybody's got any announcements for that. I'm sorry. I appreciate you letting me know. I didn't hear anything about it. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they make their home in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is out of Ware Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, out of Mills River. Then we've got Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley, and we're going to pause right here and see if I missed an announcement. So, if I missed an announcement, please come up with KO4HKX. Well, maybe they'll come back around here in their group. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4.
Check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra. KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KO4DZS, down there in Pendleton. And Scott, got you on that call sign this time. I appreciate it. The more times you check in with me, the easier and quicker it'll be for me to recognize you. But I do appreciate you coming by here and checking in with me. With that, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry, and home in camera tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, and no traffic, but we'll hang around for a rag chew, possibly with a little discussion on Meshtastic.
And out, Donnie Kirkendall, out of Liberty, South Carolina, call sign. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Thank you for calling the net. And 73s, and hope everyone had a good weekend, and hope they have a good work week.
Well, Paul's right here, and we'll welcome this group in. First, there is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, out of Candler. And Harry, just so you know, you've got something going on with your signal. Sounds like you're doubling with somebody. Maybe somebody else can give you a little better information on that. But let me get through this group here, and I'll pause for just a minute. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, out of Taylor's. And I got you down for comments, Mr. Warren, and looking forward to the conversation on the Mesh-tastic. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Donnie, KQ4BGE, and I missed your location, Donnie. Can you come back to that with me?
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and the location is Liberty, South Carolina.
I was just looking here and it says Pisgah Forest, and I knew that wasn't right. But Donnie, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. And if you're out mobile, you be safe out there on your way home. And good to hear from you tonight. And thank you for checking in. And I'm pause right here for Mr. Harry to see if somebody can help him with his signal.
MHKX, KC4EZN, is it still there, Patrick?
Still there.
Let me go change radios and I'll check in a little bit later and I'll find out if it's the radio or something else that's happening here in the house that I don't know about. Appreciate the comment, though. We'll turn it back to you, KC4EZN.
Contact. Now, Harry, it sounds like a fan or a little bit of an AC hum there. Over.
Hang on a second. Let me punch a button here and let's see what happens. Number one, do you still hear me? And number two, is it still got the noise?
It's still got a little bit of noise in there.
I don't know what that is. I'm running an ICOM 02AT into, which is about a 35-year-old radio, into a 25-year-old amplifier, and I had bolted a old computer fan to this amplifier, and thought maybe that was the problem, but turned the amplifier off, so you're just hearing the radio, so don't know what it is, so we'll just be quiet tonight. KC4EZN, thanks for the comment.
Yeah, well, hey, that time, Harry, just to let you know, KI4DOS. Back to you, Patrick.
Harry, that last transmission sounded pretty good. So maybe it was just a fan.
We'll try it again later. I don't really want it to be the fan. That amplifier, when you run 5 watts into it, it puts out 35 to 40 watts, and it gets really warm for an extended conversation. And this was an old computer or power supply fan that I had. So we'll have to play with that and see. Appreciate your comments, though, and turn it back to you, KO4HKX, KC4EZN. Thanks for everybody's comment.
Harry. Glad to help if I could talk tonight. That's what we do this for, so we can test our equipment and check in on one another. So we're here to help. But we're going to pause here for just a moment and see if our EchoLink stations want to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. No traffic, no rag Q. Just check me in, no traffic and no rag Q. Good evening to yourself and the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4, PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and the missus have a great week. And look forward to maybe seeing you again next year and shaking your hand. At the Ham Fest at the first of the year there. So appreciate you coming by here with us tonight. With that, we're going to try one more time. Echo to Hotel, Echo to Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Net Control. Wood, real quick, this is Donnie again. I'm just curious. I had changed my address on the SEC database. If you could just give me a reference where it showed that I was still at Pisgah Forest. Much appreciated. Don't mean to interrupt. Thank you. 73.
HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Donnie, it may take a little while for that to go through, and when it does, I'll have to update my system because I'm using a computer. It pulls it from the FCC's website. So it may take a little while. Don't worry too much about it. Just I knew you used to live up here, so it was a little odd to hear you calling in from Lyman or Liberty down there. But appreciate you checking in with us, and it'll work itself out in the wash here. I wouldn't worry too much about it right now.
Appreciate it. Just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, breaking the rules or whatever. And, yeah, I changed it about a month ago, so I don't know what's going on. But anyways, thank you so much. 73s. Thank you for BGE.
Well, again, glad to hear you tonight, and I wouldn't worry too much about it right now. It'll take a little while for it to wash on through. But with that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4 KCX. This is Jerry in Greycourt. Just check us in and out tonight, Patrick. Patrick, thank you for calling the net for us. Doing a good job. Thank you, sir.
Check in. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKZ. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just
luckily
in and out. Thanks for running the net.
Good to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment and hope everybody has a good night. 73.
Deck control. Control, if you would, please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JED. Matthew here over in Northern Pickens. Good to hear you, Patrick, and thanks for calling that. No traffic tonight, and no chip. 73, so talk to you later.
I'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, over there in Tuxedo for me. And James, thank you for checking in with us tonight. And keep those buses safe tomorrow and get those children to their destination safely to and from. And thank you for doing that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, out of Greycourt. And Jerry, you're sounding good coming in here out of Greycourt. Appreciate you checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net Controller, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan out of Asheville. And Duncan, you still on for tomorrow night for sure?
Well, I just expect to be doing it every Monday until someone tells me otherwise.
Well, I know we appreciate it, and everyone else does too. They probably get tired of hearing me and Gary as much as we've been jumping back and forth. So everybody come by tomorrow night and let's give Duncan a good number of check-ins and show him that he's welcome here for taking over those other Monday nights. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ out of Greer, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you after I get Mr. Warren. And so we'll be back around in a few minutes. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, out of Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to Mike Tupapaw. Mike Tupapaw, please call KO4HKX. That group took a vacation tonight. Maybe they'll be back around here on the second shift. But we'll move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. checking M0GR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And, Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and you behave down there in the basement, or she might leave you down there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. And, Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW, Richard Grable. Negative and negative. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
For HKX. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Mike. That's K4RM Fred. Also my wife, Mary. November 4 Mike Romeo Yankee. N4MRY. We're mobile and easily tonight. We're negative and negative. Good to hear you, Patrick.
Right, we'd like to welcome this next group in here. That's Mr. Richard to start us off. K4ROW down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, K4RM. Fred, I haven't heard you on the air in quite a while. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and bringing along Miss Mary, N4MRY. And be careful out there mobiling around on your way back to Piedmont. But thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with us. Do appreciate that. And we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Check in out of work. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and Elise are doing well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Let that pause there. I didn't know somebody doubled with Sid there, but Sid, you won out. But we've had some interference going on, so it might have just been that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. And Sid, thank you for coming by and checking in with me over here on the Caesar's Head net. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. And look forward to checking in with you over Sunday night over on the Hendersonville Barrowalla repeater, W4NYK. And for those of you who don't know, Sid calls the Sunday night net right after the slow scan net that they do over there on the 146640 machine. Does have a tone of 91.5, and I know he would love to have you check in over there with him. There's already a few of us that come up there and check in with him, and there's a few that come down here and check in with us, and it's good to see, good to hear, I don't guess how to see you. The camaraderie between the two and helping each other out, do appreciate that. And with that, we are going to move on up to Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo. Delta Jan in Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Patrick.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for coming by and checking you and your wife in. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD. And she's down there in Travelers Rest. And Jan, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, ma'am, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we've got everybody in the first pass there. And we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. Larry and Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra KG4AHS Rhonda. We're both in Easley. And the police check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed Brevard, no traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, India, Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative negative. You guys have a great night.
KX. Sounds like you got a good net going so far tonight, sir. Appreciate you running it for us on Saturday night. Or correction, Sunday night. Getting my days mixed up here. Anyway, Patrick, if you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. His name is Mike, and the location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73, do you want everyone on that?
We'll pause right here for just a moment. We'll welcome this fine group in. First, there is one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make the home down there in Easley. And Larry, thanks for stopping by and checking you and Miss Rhonda in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, and he's up here in Brevard, just across the mountain from me, or across the ridge. Ed, do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, KO4IPB, down there in Greenville. And Paul, thank you, sir, for stopping in here. Then we've got one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mr. Mike, AK4HR, and he is down there at Simpsonville. And Mike, good to hear you tonight, sir, and thank you for stopping by. And it's a pleasure to check you in at each and every one of you in. But with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Out Kilo Mike 4 Alpha India Tango KM4AIT. This is Vince of Bowling Green, South Carolina. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Vince. KM4AIT down there in Bowling Springs. Vince, good to hear you tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping in here and checking in with me. And we're going to keep trying as long as we can get them. Two check-ins being at 50, so we're going to keep trying to see if we can't get two more. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Paul, seems like we got everybody, but this is KO4H now. HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump is Mr. Warren and N4HHC. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. This is N4HHC. Have in our announcements about Meshtastic, we've had four people that include myself. And let me just give their name and a call sign here. Chris, KO4QLG. Patrick, KO4HKX. Ben, KO4ZEW, and myself, Warren, N4HHC. And of the four, it looks like Chris and Ben have about a month's worth of experience. So I didn't know if either one of them would like to give us a few ideas about Meshtastic and what experiences they might have had if they're on the net tonight. Over.
For the EW, this is Ben. I'm out here.
4QOD, I'm here too.
Guys, Chris, why don't you give us a few points from your experience? I know it's been short, but it's been more than any of the other two. And after we hear from that, if anybody else listening has some experience or wants to be included in this, we're trying to figure out a time to meet. But right now we thought we would try the rag chew time here after the net on Sunday. So, Chris, go ahead and let's hear what you have to say about Meshtastic. Over.
This is KO4QLG. My experience is very limited. I've got four units. Two of them are set up. One I basically destroyed. One is wrong frequency. And I've made two solid attempts and no successes yet. But that's just between the two units that I have. So no one else was involved in it yet.
So I've got a couple people that are
going to be helping me get them going. There's somewhat limited application for them. Basically, it's text and data using Bluetooth on your phone to send the message to the unit, and the unit puts out an RF signal. It can be encrypted, and basically that's the gist of it. It runs off of 915 megahertz, and there's several different frequencies out there that you can use. Is that the kind of information you're looking for? This is KO4.
Just, you know, some of your experiences, we figured getting going with it, we're going to have a lot of times where we're trying to figure things out. So, yeah, no, I appreciate that. Let me pass it on to Ben with any of your experiences. Ben, this is N4HHC.
So for ZEW, it really ties in with a lot of the amateur radio work in the fact that it is working within the 33-centimeter band, which we are licensed for. So if you do have a license, you can use accelerated power rather than having to stay under, I think, 10 milliamps for the general public. Working in the 908 megahertz, 915 megahertz, the devices, it's peer-to-peer. But you can pair your device with your phone or your computer over a USB cable or Bluetooth, interface with the device that way. Some of the devices are standalone, almost like a miniature, like a BlackBerry or a miniature HT. But they're essentially, they are using the 915 megahertz radio spectrum, at least in the USA, to communicate between devices. So, there is quite a bit going on because it is peer-to-peer. People are using it for direct text messaging, similar to APRS, but the protocol is very different. Let's drop there. Yeah, the protocol is a little different, and They're actually starting to put up some mesh tests, some LoRaWAN-based satellites now. They're not on mesh-tastic, but that's some very cutting-edge stuff that's going on with it. So, yeah, it's kind of like, it's similar to APRS over 915 megahertz, but it is peer-to-peer, and there's quite a bit going on. I think Warren said it was a couple of years old, but it's on the up. It's the upcoming thing.
Good, Ben. KO4ZEW and Chris KO4QLG. I appreciate those comments. I have a couple devices on order in the 915 megahertz, and then I've got a couple in the 433 megahertz. So that one does operate in the ham band if you're an amateur operator, but the 915, that's of course open to anyone. I didn't know if either one of you had any experience with seeing any of the other nodes, on the map. Have you been able to pick up any others on a map to see where people are located? Over.
This is KO4QOG.
A little bit of war driving with the device, and then I started getting experimental with the device and the firmware, and I nuked it, and haven't gotten to put it back together again. But there's another guy in the Brawlers Club named Howard, and I know he's done a lot of stuff with mesh-tastic and the Internet of Things on his own property. So he's got a use case where he has alarms and lights and things like that using this in an Internet of Things capacity. I have not done a lot of war driving or set things up. I need some better antennas. I've designed a Yagi for 915, but I have to. I'm hoping to build it this week so that I can at least scan around. But there are some web portals that will publish your signal if you tell it to publish your signal to the web. Kind of like APRS, you can say no gate, and it'll keep it private. Mesh-tastic is the opposite. It's private unless you tell it to go to the Internet and go through an iGate. But I'm looking for digipeters in the area, I think, is what you're looking for as well.
How about you? Any word there?
I'm not really on the map question. When I ordered my units, specifically did not want any tracking involved in mine. I was thinking just peer-to-peer and text only. And so, no, I haven't located anyone else on the map. I've got a couple friends that are doing this too, and it's just been between me and them.
Not publish your information, and then hence the encryption ability and being able to keep it private. I said the sort of opposite of APRS.
I doubled with you. Sorry, N4HHC.
I was just saying it was sort of the opposite of APRS, where the privacy is built in up to the levels of having a standard encryption. So unlike APRS, which is built to broadcast and share your information by default, the mesh-tastic stuff is designed to be private unless you want to be public. You can hide your clients, you can encrypt your clients, so people can't war drive around and just pick up your signal.
good, Ben and Chris. I appreciate that information. Do we have any others? And Patrick, I hope I'm not hogging the discussion here, but do we have any others that might be interested and want to join this group of four on our journey here to figure out and get involved here in this relatively new technology for me, but I think it's been around for a couple of years. If you want to, if you're interested, please send me a text with your call sign and your name. And my number is 864-915-2383. All right, let me turn it back to Patrick. He's been pretty patient. KO4HKX, this is N4HHC.
KO4HKX here. Warren, Chris, and Ben, I went down the rabbit hole this weekend after we started talking about it earlier this week, and done quite a bit of research on it, and you can tie it to the Arduino system also, and you can make lights come on, you can make gates open, or you can have sensors that tell you if it picks up the human body. There's a radar system for it. I mean, it's fascinating what it is capable of doing once I started digging into it. And I reached out to another group that I'm in of hams up here in this area, and one or two of them have quite a bit of experience with it. And if you're going to Shelby, they are going to meet up down there one day, Friday or Saturday. I haven't figured out. Nobody's given an exact day yet. Kind of talk about it and share their experience with it and kind of see if we can educate a few more people and get them interested in it. And it has a lot of capabilities. Like if you want to build a, you got a piece of with your family, then you could, because it operates in the band of 915 where you don't have to have a license to operate on that under a certain power level, and this meets that. So it's pretty fascinating what you can do with it. You can have a build your own weather station with it. I mean, like I said, I went down the rabbit hole and went down and dove in head first. So I spent quite a bit of time researching it this weekend.
That additional information there, and I've been thinking about going to Shelby, so maybe that would be good to connect with the group there. Alrighty, we'll end this discussion here and let some others that want to make some comments. So Patrick, we'll turn it back to you, KO4HKX and 4HHC.
Sir, for hanging around here and chatting with us for a few minutes, you, Chris, and Ben, and look forward to doing some more research on it. And I've got two of them ordered, so hopefully they'll be here sometime this week or next week. I don't remember exactly what day, but I do appreciate y'all coming by here and just making the internet aware of what technology is out there and what's capable of. So, maybe we'll have some more discussions on the other nights. But with that, we're going to jump back over here and see if we got any more check-ins, and then I'm going to jump over to Mr. Larry. So any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Yeah, good evening, Patrick. This is KB2GUN. Is that unit expensive or less or not expensive?
Are fairly inexpensive. I mean, I've seen them with no GPS on them, just a bare chip, around $25-$30 on Amazon. But like I said, you got to do your research because there are a couple different ones you can get, and you want to make sure you get the right ones. So just do your research. Make sure it's a 915 megahertz if you're going to do anything with anybody else. Or if you get to 433 megahertz, you have to have your ham license to deal with it at all. So just make sure, do your research on that. And it's a pretty interesting, and Bill, you know Jay and Charles, that's who I'm talking about. So you might get with them. They got a lot more information than I do.
Okay, I'll catch up with either one of them. Yeah, because I'm going to the Ham Fest myself on Saturday. So, yeah, I'll catch up with either one of them. And because it does, I was sitting here listening, it does sound interesting. All right, y'all have a great one. Thanks for the information, KB2, GUN Clear.